We continue with Mishnah Bura Amad Yom Yechol Shabbos Siman Shin Chav Dalet Siv Tes. Says the Mechaber, Ein Ovsin Es Hagamal Dehainu Shema Achila Biyado Kol Kachat Shemarchivim B'nei Me'eha Ke'evos. You can't feed an animal so much, a camel so much, that it will expand his intestines. And Mishnah Bura says that is prohibited because it is like Tercha Yisair, that it's more effort than you're supposed to perform. If a low dorsin, Hanushadoris O Michael Begrona Lamakum Shani Yachal Zero, you can't force the food into his throat such that it can't come back up. Ava Malitin. A Mamirin is Hagalim Ava Malitin. Now we will explain what Mamirin and Malitin is. Ezo Hamra Lamakum Shani Yachol Hachzir. You can't force it into a place that it will not be able to return. Halata Lamakum Shayachol Hachzir, but you are allowed to put it into a place in his throat where it can come back up. Vidin tarnagolim, the avazim kedin agalim, has the same din as agalim that we just said, differentiating between hamra'a and halata. Sivyud, mutar lite michael b'fim shel tarnagolim, you're allowed to put food into the mouth of chickens. The Mishnah Berurah explains that this means to a place where it is able to come back, as we saw by agalim, and the Ramah just said by the tarnagolim. And therefore, the Mishnah Berurah is a little bit bothered. Why did the Ramah need to state this halacha in Sif Tes, if the Mechaber now states it in Sif Yud? He doesn't really have an answer to that question, but he does add that which we allow you to put it to a place where it can come back, that is only if you are careful not to move the chicken as well. Because we know that chickens are muksa because all animals are muksa. It is important to point out that the Chazon Ish does state that Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim and Hef said we would be Matir Muksa. So if there is a case of Tzar Balei Chaim, you would be allowed to move the animal. Maybe a case would be a dog who needs to go for a walk or will be in pain if it's in the house all day, so maybe we would be matir the muksa issue. For that, one should consult a posek. Sif Yud Aleph, Ein Nos Nemayim V'lo Mazonos Lifnei Dvorim V'lo Lifnei Yonei Shovach V'yonei Aliyah V'lo Lifnei Chazir. You cannot give food or drink to bees or birds which are in the Shovach outside or in the Aliyah or to a pig, but you can give to the bird, the ducks, and to the geese, and to the chickens, and to those birds which live in the home. And so too to a dog who you are required to feed. So the differentiation between these animals is obvious. The Mishnah Berurah says, even if the bees are yours, you still can't give them food. It is not considered to be mizonosan alav because they can go out and get their own food. So in general, the halacha is that you are only allowed to feed an animal who you need to feed, who can't get the food if you don't give them the food. So therefore, these first types of animals, they can get the food in other places, so you feeding them is going to be a tircha shelo letzorach and will be prohibited, and you're not allowed to feed the chazir because you're not allowed to own the chazir. The Mishnah Berurah does point out that when it comes to a dog, even if you don't raise the dog, you are allowed to give the dog food because there is a little bit of a mitzvah to give the dog food, as Chazal said, that chas HaKadosh Baruch Hu on the dog because it doesn't have so much food and it's hard for it to find food, so you are allowed to give it food. The Mishnah Berurah then adds that there are some who have the minhag too. Put bread out for the birds on Shabbat Shira to thank them for what they did for us by the man. However, that minhag is not correct, says the Mishnah Berurah, because ein mizonos on alecha. And as we said, if you are not required to give those animals food, then you cannot do so because of tircha shel letzorach. So that would apply to the birds. There are a few exceptions for this halacha. One exception, according to the Kaf HaChaim, is even if the animals are ein mizonos av alecha, if you regularly during the week do give them food, such as you go out to feed the birds, specific birds every day always come to you, and if you don't go out to feed them on Shabbos, they will not get food. They don't know to go other places in order to get food. They only come to you, says the Kaf HaChaim, Mishum Tzar Balei Chaim, we would allow you to give them food. As well, the Ish El Avraham states that if you're planning on throwing food away, you're not going to eat it, no one's going to eat it, it's going to go bad, then you would allow to put it out for animals that are even not mizonosan alecha. Rav Shlomo Zalman Orbach says that pet fish are considered mizonosan alecha, and you would be allowed to feed those fish. Sif Yud Beis, Mutar L'Hachat Halas HaMeshi, you can feed silkworms. And the Mishnah Berurah explains that they are mazonos on halacha because they have nothing else to eat unless a person gives it to them, just like the chickens. However, they are prohibited to be moved, just like all other animals, of mishum muksa. Sif Gid Gimel. We allow you to put your animals on grass. You can leave them on grass, which are attached to the ground. And we're not afraid that you're going to uproot the grass in order to give it to them, because that is a more chomer iser. You cannot place the animal on something which is muksa, because since muksa is more kal than tolesh, we're afraid you might come to pick up that muksa in order to feed it to the animal. It's only prohibited to put it on top of the muksa. But you can put it next to that muksa, and it will get it itself. We're not afraid that you are going to come to pick it up in such a situation. You're allowed to take food which was being eaten by a donkey and give it to a bull. But you cannot do the opposite, because the saliva of the shore is disgusting, and the chamor will not eat it. But the opposite is not true. There are some who are machmir to never switch food from one to the other, since, explains the Mishnah Berurah, there is a chance that the saliva of one will be disgusting to the other. It turns out that when you switched it and it's not going to be in, then you performed a tircha shelo letzorech, and therefore it is prohibited. One very important point that Rav Shlomo Zalman makes in terms of fish is that he thinks it is prohibited to change a fish tank on Shabbos, to change the water of a fish tank on Shabbos, because the fish are muksa. You are not allowed to move those fish in order to change the water in the tank. One should consult a posek as to what to do about these fish.